Media from Vocalo Radio right here at Lollapalooza with our faves, Pivot Gang. What are we doing out here at Lollapalooza today? Y'all just finished your event. What was happening?
We was on a John Wall Foundation. They had a stage for the second year in a row where we host young youth from the TIFF Fest that we throw at also for the last 7 years. The winners from that, they get to perform at Lolla. So that's what we was here for. We was hosting it. We had a little surprise set. It was a great time, man. It's always good to support the youth in the city, man. They need that, and we happy to give it to them.
That must be a core memory. Could y'all imagine if when you were younger, getting the chance to perform at Lolla, like, right? How hype would y'all have been for that?
I would have been, I ain't gonna lie, I probably would have been, like, telling everybody, wanting everybody to pull up, talking about it for, like, 2-3 years afterwards, and, yeah, it just would have been a big moment in my life, and especially, like, with the folks that's, like, really helping to push, give me resources for anything, like, man, I'll be excited. Yeah, I'll lose my mind.
And it seems like y'all have really pushed your own platform with the John Wall Foundation. How important is it for y'all to keep that going with the events and in the community?
Well, I think it's extremely important because the communities in Chicago, they lack a lot of resources just for creatives, you know what I mean? You can go and get it out the mud, but a lot of times trying to do that is like, it's very discouraging and frustrating sometimes. You face with a lot of roadblocks, obstacles, but I'm glad that John Wall Foundation was created and that we thrive and we continue in all the foundations and organizations that's out here doing work with the youth for all the creative routes out here to be able to get to where they want to go.
I love that. Always putting on for Chicago. This might be a controversial question. Did y'all watch the Netflix Avatar: The Last Airbender series?
Of course.
What'd y'all think? What do you think? Opinions.
Okay, so it was a minute ago, but I'm trying to remember what I thought. In my mind, I felt like I like what they did. I was vibing with what they did with the story, but some of the acting was like, this not really giving me what it needs to give me, you know? So I'm rocking with them because I want it to happen and be a thing, but I felt like it was missing some of the Avatar-ness.
I made it halfway,
and
that's how much I'll say about that. I made it halfway and didn't play the next episode, so.
Oh no.
I just like to say it didn't get good till they got with their gang.
Because I will say, like, I have to say, all last year, I was bumping Aang. Yeah. Like, that was my song. Whose idea was that? Like, yo, let's do an Avatar song.
That was my idea.
And y'all were like, yeah, let's do it.
I have multiple Avatar songs, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I got Aang, and then I got this song called Azula also.
Dope, sick. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're talking about, you know, the big event coming up, Vocalo Summer Finale. First of all, it's free. If it's free, it's for me, okay? First of all. And y'all are, of course, our headliners for that. September 20th, Millennium Park. What do you guys got in store for us? What's going to be going on?
We're going to bring Aang out.
The Netflix version or?
Both.
How much prep goes into a show like this? Like, do y'all have your little surprises under your sleeve? Like, how long does it take for you guys to get a set list together?
I think it's always surprises, you know what I'm saying? We're always trying to keep people on their toes, you know what I'm saying? But putting a set list together is, I think, easier than people think it is for us because we've been doing this for a while. But I think right now a lot of what we're doing is trying to be prepared with new music in a lot of ways. And that's something that we're working on. That's definitely something that's on the horizon, you know what I'm saying? And if you pull up September 20th, we got new stuff. I don't know if I'm supposed to curse on here. We got new stuff. I'll tell you one thing. Pull up.
Of course, we're going to see you guys a lot. You guys are coming by the station. We're going to do a takeover with y'all. I know you guys are going to be practicing at Vocalo headquarters and stuff. So this is not going to be the last interview we have with you guys. But who are you guys excited to see at Lolla? Who's, like, your favorite artist on the lineup?
Future.
Time. Future Metro Boomin, you feel me? Straight like that.
Blink 182, I'll tell you one thing. That's just me.
I'm not gonna hold you. I have no idea who's performing.
He just showed up.
I had work to do. I came, I was excited to see myself. and the people that was excited to see me, I was very, like, you know, horse with the blinders on about this weekend. Like,
that's good. Working man. Okay. With that being said, we're looking so forward to our summer finale with you guys. And, of course, Kaina. I know y'all are cool, Kaina. And Marquise Hill. So we'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Hey, I'm looking forward to see SZA. I'm not going to hold you. I'm always trying to see SZA.
I'm finna go say hey to Sexy Red right now.
Definitely out of town.
Now I ain't looking for no hero, no heroine.
This segment was hosted by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited and produced by Morgan Sioka, with production support from Abigail Harrison and WBEZ's Mendy Kong. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram.
I say, I be worried about the wrong things sometimes. I admit, they act twice so sad. I just had to catch my breath.